and welcome to Wise Shepherds, the show that brings you closer to the heart of the flock. I'm your host, Teresa, and I'm honored to guide you on this journey of faith. Each week, we'll sit down with local pastors from our community who are dedicated to shepherding their congregations with wisdom and grace. They will share biblical insights, offer spiritual guidance, and help us reflect on our own hearts as we navigate the challenges of triumphs of our Christian walk. Whether you're a longtime believer or just beginning to explore your faith, our goal is to create a space for edification and encouragement. So grab your Bible, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and let's seek the Lord together. This is Wise Shepherds, and we're so glad you're here. And now, lead pastor of Free Life Community Church in Fountain Valley, Pastor Paul Park.
Good morning, KBRI family. It's always a blessing to share the Word of God with you guys. My name is Pastor Paul from Free Life Community Church right here in Fountain Valley, Southern California. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about inheritance and can't wait to hear what the Lord has to say about it today. You know, one of my favorite movies is called The Lion King. Maybe some of you saw it. I'm talking about the old school Lion King, the cartoon Lion King. And one of my favorite scenes is when Mufasa takes Simba to the top of Pride Rock. And as the sun begins to rise, Mufasa takes a good look across the kingdom and says to his son Simba, and says, "Everything the light touches is our kingdom." The reason why I love this scene is when I think about it, it relates to the topic today about inheritance, because Mufasa wasn't simply showing Simba a land that he was going to inherit when it was time for him to become king, but he was teaching him something deeper, and that is, he was teaching him who he was. He was teaching Simba, one day this will be entrusted to you, not because you've earned it, but because you're my son. And even later on in the movie, when Simba forgets who he is and kind of forgets his way and comes back to kind of figure it out, Mufasa reappears, remember, in the clouds and the night sky with that awesome voice, says, "Remember who you are." I think that's exactly what the Apostle Paul is doing here in Romans 8, verses 16 and 17. And I'm going to read it to you real quick. This is the Word of God. "The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Scripture says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. Friends, you know, this walk with Christ, Christianity, is not merely about getting into heaven one day. It's about remembering whose child you are today, this moment. And now, when we hear the word inheritance, most of us think about money, think about property, think about possessions. But the Bible speaks about inheritance very differently. Our inheritance is ultimately the eternal life that Christ gives us. Our inheritance is the kingdom of God. Our inheritance is every promise God has secured for us through his son, Jesus Christ. But even more than that, our greatest inheritance, my brothers and sisters, is God himself. One day we will dwell with him forever in his kingdom, in his glory, and we'll see Christ face to face. There will be no more sin, there will be no more death, no more suffering, no more tears. And that is the inheritance awaiting every believer. But here's a question. Why would God give us such an incredible inheritance to his children? Well, I believe Scripture gives us three reasons. Number one, God gives us inheritance because he wants us to know we belong to him. Ultimately, inheritance is about being in the family of God. When God adopts us through Christ, he doesn't merely forgive us. He welcomes us into his family, a new family. He says, "You are my son. You are my daughter." And that changes everything. You don't have to spend your life trying to earn God's love, trying to earn God's blessing. You already have it because God has given it to us because we belong to his family. Secondly, God gives us inheritance to give us hope. Peter calls our inheritance imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Everything in this world fades. Jobs disappears, health declines. economy fluctuates, relationships disappoints us, but God's promises never fades. That's why Christians can endure difficult season, not because life is easy, but because our future is secured in His Son, Jesus Christ. And there is hope in that. There is promise in that. And that's the inheritance God wants us to give us. Thirdly, God gives us inheritance isn't simply that we'll be blessed. It's so that we'll represent Him well. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us." And I hope you heard that, family. God doesn't just simply call us His heirs. He calls us ambassadors. And for some of you guys that forgot what ambassador is, an ambassador doesn't represent himself. He represents another kingdom. He doesn't speak His own message. He doesn't speak His truth. He carries the truth of the King, of our King. He doesn't advance His own interests. He advances the interests of the kingdom He belongs to. And that's our calling as the children of God. Our inheritance reminds us that we belong to another kingdom. I think some of us forget that because we're in this world, that we think that we belong to this world. We belong to our cultures. We belong to our traditions. We belong to our jobs. But Philippians says something else. Philippians says our citizenship is in heaven. So every day, whether we're at work or at school or in our neighborhoods, if you are coaching a team or raising children, or just simply just being alive in a grocery store or in a park and just taking in the world, remember that you are representing something that's bigger than you. You are representing our King Jesus. The question isn't simply, how am I doing? The question is, what picture of Jesus am I giving people today? Because for many people, you may be the closest representation of Christ they'll encounter this week. And let that sit with you a little bit longer. You may be the closest representation, the closest image, the closest ambassadors of Christ they'll encounter this week. And that doesn't mean we're perfect. It means we're being intentional. It means we are representing our Father. And so here's a practical question and something practical takeaway is, how do we actually live like heirs of God? Well, let me give you some simple ways that we can do that in our daily life. Number one, live from your identity and not for it. Many people spend their lives trying to prove they're valuable. We see this always in social media. How many likes do we have? Who is connecting with us? How can I simply look like I'm doing well? Trying to earn acceptance from our world, earn acceptance from our parents, earn acceptance from our job, trying to impress others. But heirs don't live that way. You already belong. Because of Christ, your identity is settled. Your identity is secured. Your identity has been saved by the blood of Jesus. And when you fail, remember whose child you are. When you succeed, remember whose child you are. Your identity doesn't change. Secondly, hold everything with open hands. If God has promised us an eternal inheritance, then we don't have to cling tightly to the temporary things. Money is a tool. Homes are temporary. Jobs are temporary. Cars can wear out. Clothes can wear out. Careers come and go. I have two children, and you know, sometimes when I give them a toy, they grip it so tightly because this is what they think that the best thing in the world is. But that also changes. They grow up. Use what God has given you. Enjoy His blessings. But don't build your identity around the things that they won't last. Even Ecclesiastes talks about that everything will fade away. Everything will just blow like the wind. Generous people are often people who truly understand their inheritance. Why? Because they know that they can never outgive God. Thirdly, invest in what lasts forever. Jesus says, store up treasures in heaven. What lasts forever? The Word of God does. Gospel does. The mission that we're called to do does. The acts of love, serving others. Sometimes we spend years building things that they won't exist in 50 years. And maybe I'm being a little bit truthful here, but I'm also speaking to the church. Your buildings will not last forever. The pulpit will not last forever. But what will last forever is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so everything that we do, every conversation that we have, every interaction that we have with people, make it intentional. Make Christ the center of it. Everybody that you invest in, every neighbor that you see, every person that you encounter, invest in them. Be Jesus to them. Because remember, like I said, that might be the last interaction that they have of Christ. And lastly, reflect your father's character. Children naturally resemble their parents. If God is our father, then people should begin seeing him in us. So when others are impatient, we choose patience. When others choose not to forgive, we forgive. If others don't want to love, we love, not because we want to get anything back, but because Jesus has loved us first. I love Colossians 3. Apostle Paul says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance. Notice what Paul is saying. Your inheritance changes everything. It changes how you work, how you parent, how you coach, how you lead, how you serve, how you see the world, how you speak, because you're no longer working for people's approval. You're serving your heavenly Father. And so as I close today, my brothers and sisters, I can't help but think about Simba again, going back to the Lion King movie. His greatest problem wasn't that he lacked an inheritance. His greatest problem was that he forgot who he was. And maybe that's true for some of us today. Maybe some of us have forgotten that we're the children of God. We've forgotten that we've received an inheritance. We've forgotten that we're heirs with Christ. We've forgotten that our greatest treasure isn't found in this world. Friends, if you've placed your faith in Jesus Christ, remember who you are. You're not defined by your failures. You're not defined by your fears. You're not defined by your past. You're a son or daughter of our Most High, Jesus Christ. So let me pray for us today. Father, thank you for adopting us into your family through Jesus Christ. Thank you that our inheritance is secure. It is settled, not because of our goodness, but because of your grace. Help us remember who we are each day. Teach us to live from our identity as your children, to hold this word loosely, to invest in what lasts forever, and to reflect your love and holiness wherever we go. May our lives point others to our Heavenly Father until the day we receive the fullness of our inheritance in Christ. In his name we pray, and all God's people said, amen. God bless you, Cape Bright family.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us on Wise Shepherds. I hope that our message has provided you with a new perspective, some helpful guidance, and encouragement for your own spiritual journey. Remember, as we read in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Join us again next time as we continue to seek biblical wisdom and grow in our faith together. Until then, may God bless you and keep you. I'm your host, Teresa, and this has been Wise Shepherds on Cape Bright Radio.